So don't say anything, you know, defamatory now. It's recording. I've got you. Wow, you're so polite. Sorry. It's so fun.
Should we be less polite?
No, you're great. It's actually
slouch more if you want.
It's so lovely and so refreshing, but I am always like also anxious, but I'm on the other side of anxious where I like talk to fill the silences, the total opposite of what's going on here.
I usually am, but I took my medication today.
Whoa! I took my medication and I had a coffee, so it's like done that thing where it's like, cool, bonus. Like,
extra
yap.
Extra
yap. Okay. All right. On Wednesday mornings here on Breakfast, we throw open our studio doors, we invite local artists in, and we task them with covering a fellow WA act. We call it Slightly Odd Way. And this week, I'm joined by Front Yard Horse. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here in the studio with us. We've got, I'm going to say your name and then you maybe like give a hello so that we can do a bit of voice identification for the radio, for the listeners. All right. In the studio, we've got Violet.
Hello.
Sammy.
Hello.
We've got Bea.
Hello.
And we've got Asha.
Hello.
Gorgeous. Now, we're missing Owen. They've had to go off to work, which is heartbreaking.
But it is
heartbreaking. But we're sending a lot of love out to them. And I have got them included in this interview in a funny way for a little bit later. But this morning, we're chatting because you're here for Slightly Odd Way. I'm also really excited to catch you at In the Pines this year.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
April 13, you're going to be...
I've had so many stress dreams about it.
No, it's not a stressful thing. It's going to be fun.
I have stress dreams about exciting things too.
Okay, yeah. Totally fair. Sometimes I do too. You know, like you're so excited about something that you end up imagining like a bad case scenario.
Yeah.
You're like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
You have to like reverse yourself out of that scenario. But before we get to what's going on in the present day, let's go back in time a little bit. I know you put out your first single last year, mm-hmm. Therapy is Easy. What a yeller. That was definitely loud in my car on many an occasion.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, windows down.
Thank you.
That is the therapy that you need, is that song.
Yeah,
singing
absolutely.
Along to that song with your best friends. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
How
Don't
did...
go to therapy. It's so easy.
It is. It's fine.
You
Everything...
don't need it. You do. Everyone please go to therapy.
I know that you put that out last year, but where did Front Yard Horse start? How did you all come together to be Front Yard Horse?
Okay, so three of us live together. Me, Sammy and Owen live in the same house.
Okay.
And Ash and Bea also live in the same house, a different same house.
Okay, yeah.
And we...
Two houses amongst five. Yeah.
And we're all musicians or pretending to be, and we just noodled around and it was fun. And then we kept noodling and it kept being fun.
Oh, I like that. That's surely how all bands should start.
Yeah,
you
go
know?
On. Get out of here, whopper. Whopper bands.
On the record.
On the record. I'm anti-whopper. Front Yard Horse is anti-whopper. That's not true. It might be.
No,
it is.
No,
come talk to me in person.
No, we're not. But what I do want to know is where Front Yard Horse came from. Where the hell did that name come from?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Did you just see a horse in a front yard?
What?
Do you want to tell me the story? It feels like you don't.
There's not a story. I wish there was a story, but we just say words to each other. Like, we're not a sentence and not a statement.
Oh, yeah.
We just say stuff, and then sometimes you go, oh, write that down. This was one of those things. We're like, Front Yard Horse. And then it went on the list of stupid things that we say.
Yeah.
And
we're also pro keeping your horse in your front yard.
We are pro. That too.
I mean, it's a good...
Keep them on display.
It's
you know?
A good look, right?
Yeah.
I'm imagining like a rocking horse in a front yard in quite like a charming but menacing kind of way.
It's cute. Like ghost children rock on it.
It's very spooky. I mean, but we surely all have that note in our phone that's like silly things that all our friends say that maybe would make good band names.
Yes, absolutely.
My favourite one at the moment is comes from the science segment that we do at the station, and it's Moss Piglet.
Moss Piglet.
It's like a really tiny organism that's also known as a tardigrade. I'm not a nerd, like science nerd in that capacity. I wish I had the brain for it.
I'm not a dork. I don't know what moss is.
Yeah. I am a huge dork, but I don't know what a tardigrade, I can never remember what they actually do.
Mm.
But they're these tiny little organisms that are invisible to the naked eye. But I do think a moss piglet would make a great band name.
I agree. When are you starting that band?
When I learn how to play an instrument.
Oh, you don't need to. That's what I did. I just surrounded myself with much more talented people and then we made the band. So
was there any other names that didn't ascend the ranks that were in the runnings but didn't quite make the cut?
Yeah, we were called Toe Bar Jelly for a little while.
Wow, love that.
Yeah, what does it mean? No question. No idea.
Toe Bar Jelly.
Toe Bar Jelly.
I love these words that
sounds
don't...
Sounds kind of medical.
Yeah, it does.
In a gross way.
It sounds kind of like something that they would sell at an indiscriminate place that sells lots of bath bombs in the
yes.
shopping centre.
Yes,
you know, I mean, we're on community radio, so I could name
unbranded.
And shame, but we don't... I'm not going to do it.
You know,
we all...
Go in there.
We all... Yeah, we all know what we're talking about.
We know
about.
What we're talking about. Toe Bar Jelly.
Yeah. My sister worked there for a little while, and it used to be just an absolute shock to have her come out of there, and you know, it would give you a headache just hanging out with her after she'd spent too much time in there.
What a lovely thing to say about your sibling on radio.
I love her. She knows. But God, it was a pain for having her work there. Anyway, we're going on a funny side tangent. I love that that's how you became a band. You sort of noodled, you got together. That seems like the best place to start, and especially based on what you're singing about, it feels very diary entry like. It feels very, you know, friends sitting down at the kitchen table to make music together. And
yeah.
I love that you've, you know, performed in your bathroom in the bathtub,
yes,
squeezing three of you into there. But it feels like a friend project at the heart of it, and I think that's really special. You've covered you're here for Slightly Odd Way.
Mm.
And I get the scoop, so I know you're covering one of my friends this morning. And I am really excited for you to tell us who that is. Talk us through your choice this week. Who have you picked and why?
We picked Don't Go to Melbourne by Jacob Diamond.
Oh.
Because the first time I heard that song in like 2018, when it came out, was it 2018? I lost my mind, and it's been 7 years since then, and I still can't find it. It's just like the greatest love song of all time. I love that song. So I made these guys listen to it a bunch of times in a row. And then eventually I was like, we should cover the song. And everyone was like, yeah, we know it, so that's fine. We should do it. Pavlov. It was a process.
Yeah.
I made it happen with my brain and also my words and actions.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
It's really special.
We played it a bunch for friends who have moved to Melbourne as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That was sort of the impetus for us, like, getting that, because we had a lot of friends who, you know, decided to, you know, pick up their roots and go.
Yeah. I feel like it's a plight known to many in WA, right?
Yes.
Everyone has a friend that's moved to Melbourne. Maybe you've moved and you've come back. Maybe you want to move.
Maybe.
And we also lose, well, you know, share. Should we say share? That's a more positive word, isn't it? We share a lot of bands with Nam, and
that's
I think
true.
that's, you know, a sad loss for WA, but great addition to Melbourne's music scene.
Absolutely.
So I feel that way quite often about bands that are leaving Borloo. I'm like, don't go to Melbourne. Don't.
Yes.
And Jacob Diamond, while penning a really fantastic love song, they've also penned a really special ode to so many bands in Perth. So it makes total sense that you would do that for your own friends at a sort of goodbye of sorts. Jacob Diamond also playing in the Pines this year.
Oh, my God, I know.
What a crossover. You're
going
to do it on the stage there in front of Jacob?
Potentially. I don't know. Who's to say? We definitely are. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Well, let's get into it for now. On Breakfast for Slightly Odd Way, Front Yard Horse covering Jacob Diamond, Don't Go to Melbourne. Beautiful. Then there's a little space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we come back, and I go, oh, my God, thank you. How did it feel? And everyone knows that you've played it in a separate timeline, but it's for the listeners' ears. Alrighty. On Breakfast for a Slightly Odd Way this morning, Front Yard Horse covering Jacob Diamond, Don't Go to Melbourne. Thank you. How did it feel?
Thank you for having us. I'm still shaking.
Very well done on, you know, making us feel like we're there with you in the recording.
Thank you. It was a very warm room. Imagine us all sweating very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you go working it all out, approaching this song, apart from listening to it a lot of times?
Mm-hmm.
How did you think about putting your own spin on it or putting your own sort of edge on this song? What were the priorities in reworking a song that, you know, Violet is one of your favourites?
Mm, absolutely. We like to try and, like, I don't know, make sure everyone has a moment in a song, especially, like, this, and there isn't a lot of, like, I don't know, battling synths and guitars in the Jacob Diamond version, so we thought, why not add that here? Why not make it Front Yard Horse? And we did. Oops.
You did a really great job with it too. It does have your own kind of spin on it. People will see the video for this cover a little later today. Asha, can you talk to us a little bit about what goes on when you're playing live? Talk to us about the setup here this morning, because people can't see you playing this. Can you give us a painting of the picture? You can get a little nerdy here, the license here, to get a little geary if you need to, if there's special things that are happening with Front Yard Horse that you want to tell us about.
Well, I I think, to be honest, I feel like we actually keep it quite simple, our setup. I feel like other than maybe Sammy on keys having a million presets of sounds and B on guitar having like the most giant pedal board, like everything's pretty much like as raw as we can do it, other than like choosing sounds that we think fit the song for a front yard horse feel.
Very
keep it simple, I think, is best.
I feel like that kind of intimacy comes through with it then. You know, when you're keeping it quite lo-fi in a complimentary way, there is that sort of I'm making music around a kitchen table with my friends feel, which I feel like is what you're going for with the music that you've put out of your own and then, the flavour that you've put onto this. I'm really excited for people to see the cover of this a little later today, the video of it. But let's get back to your own music for now. You've put out a couple of singles so far. I'm really excited to catch you at Pines this year and I'm sure playing a couple of things. But you did recently release a new single called Daylight, right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, we did.
What can you tell me about this song?
I wrote this song when I was 18. It's like one of the first songs I ever wrote. Oh, God, it was fun. I was living in Queensland at the time, and I wrote the song with my mouth because I don't play any instruments, and then I turned to my two housemates at the time, very similar setup, and I was like, help me make this into a song. And then we did, and then I brought it back with me to Borloo, and then I took it to Sammy, and we made it a front yard horse song again.
I love you saying, I wrote this song with my mouth.
I wrote the song with my mouth.
I love that. I think that's really great. And singers should really say that way more.
Absolutely.
I wrote this song with my mouth.
With my mouth.
Now, in their absence, I'm going to do a little shout out to Owen here because I did on a little bit of a band camp deep dive to sort of find out more, you know, about Front Yard Horse than I already knew. And Owen appears in some of the reviews of Therapy is Easy, your first single.
Now, what did they say?
Now, I don't know if you remember what they said, but I have it here. And we're going to say that we love you, Owen, and we're going to say I just need to share this review of a single.
Beautiful.
Owen says, I'm in it and I tried so hard and I'm also gay and I love my friends.
Oh.
Yeah. Do we, as the rest of Front Yard Horse, endorse this message?
Absolutely. Yes. We're all very gay and we love our friends.
Yes.
And we're all in it.
And you all tried very hard.
And we all tried four for four.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Look at that. Oh. So, I mean, we don't really need to say anything else, do we? Owen has captured what it's all about. I'm so excited to catch you at Pines, but what's next for you? What's happening this year for Front Yard Horse? Anything that we need to keep an eye on, be aware of?
I hope not.
Maybe a single.
Maybe a single or two. Yeah. Hopefully more of those. April's going to be really big for us. We've got a lot of stuff happening in April, so I'm very excited to have a big rest after that.
Sure.
And then, record some more singles. In the wintertime, we started making some really bootleg merch. That's exciting. Keep your eyes out for that. And also your arms. It goes on your body. that's what we've got coming up. Can you think of anything, Ash?
No.
No? Great. Easy.
I love it. It's going to be great to catch you at In the Pines. Is there anyone else you're looking forward to catching apart from the obvious Jacob Diamond selection? Anyone else you're looking forward to seeing this year? Yeah.
Divination. I've had that on repeat.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Noah Dylan. Gap Year, incredible. They did... They performed at a gig that I organised last year, and they're so good. They're so good. I love them. I'm really excited to see them. And just, everyone on the lineup. It's just a banger lineup this year, us included. We're very cool.
You are. You're cool. Yeah. Say it.
Yeah.
Stick to Owen's words.
I mean it.
You're
cool. We're cool and gay, and we love our friends.
Yeah. And we don't need to say anymore. That's it. Front Yard Horse with us this morning for Slightly Odd Way. They're sharing one more track with us. It's called Daylight. Daylight outside. It's going to be daylight at Pines when you catch them. I'm sure they're going to play this for us. But thank you so much for coming in and sharing some music with us for a bit of a live music moment on Breakfast this week. We've really appreciated having you.
Thank you so much for having us. We've had a wonderful time.
On Breakfast for Slightly Odd Way, this is Front Yard Horse with Daylight. That's it. That's the end. Beautiful. Thank you. Do you want